In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Wisdom, in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. I want to start the sermon again with mentioning the feasts, talking about it. We celebrated last week the Feast of Ascension of our Lord. That marks the moment when Jesus, having completed his earthly mission, ascended to the right hand of the Father. In the epistle of that feast, we read it in the Acts of the Apostles, that the disciples witnessed Jesus being taken up into heaven. That is an event not just historical, but a profound theological truth. Christ's ascension signifies his exaltation and the completion of his redemptive work. It reminds us that our true home is in heaven, and we are called to live with our hearts set on the things above. For those who were here, you might have seen that after the gospel, the priest extinguished the light of the Easter candle, which signifies the ascension of Christ into heaven. For the light represents Christ, and as it extinguished, he departed. St. Augustine once said, "You ascended from before our eyes, and we turned back grieving, only to find you in our hearts." This quote beautifully captures the essence of the ascension. Though Jesus is no longer physically present with us, he's always with us in spirit, guiding and comforting us as well in the Holy Eucharist, where he's real and truly present. St. John Chrysostom also reflects on the ascension, saying, "By the ascension, the Lord not only prepared the way for us, but also opened the gates of heaven to us." That reminds us that it is the promise of our own future glory. We are called to live with the hope and assurance that we too will one day be with him in heaven. So it is good for us to live in the light of ascension, that when we reflect upon it, we are reminded of our mission here on earth. Jesus commissioned his disciples to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. This mission is now ours. We are called to proclaim the good news, to live lives of holiness, and to be bearers of hope in a world that so desperately needs it. The ascension assures us that Jesus is with us always, even to the end of the age, as we know from St. Matthew's Gospel, and that he intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. St. Teresa of Avila encourages us with her words, "Christ has no body, no, now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world." That reminds us and calls us to be the living presence of Christ in our daily lives. Yesterday we also celebrated another high feast with the title Our Queen of Heaven. It is a title that reminds us of her unique role in the history of salvation as the mother of Jesus. And she was intimately united always with him in his mission. Her assumption into heaven and her coronation as our Queen of Heaven and Earth are signs of her exalted status and her powerful intercession for us. Mary is our model of faith, obedience, and humility. She shows us how to live in complete trust and surrender to do God's will. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux beautifully describes Mary's role, saying, "In dangers, in doubts, in difficulties, Think of Mary, call upon Mary. Let not her name depart from your lips. Never suffer it to leave your heart. That encourages us to turn to Mary in all circumstances, knowing that she always is ready to help us. And most of us know also from St. Louis de Montfort, when he speaks of Our Lady's intercession, that Mary is the safest, easiest, and shortest, and most perfect way of approaching Jesus. So Mary's role in our life is that we honor Mary, our Queen of Heaven. We are invited to turn to her with confidence. She is our mother, and she cares for us with a mother's love. In times of trial and difficulty, we can seek her intercession, knowing that she's always ready to help us. Mary's life teaches us the importance of saying yes to God, even when we do not fully understand his plans. Our Lady did it with her fiat. I was blessed just in the last 2 weeks to visit the Holy House in Loreto in Italy, where she said this fiat. This house was miraculously transferred by the angels and is now in Loreto in Italy. And in the house it says, Hoc est verbum caro factum est. In this house the word became flesh. So as Our Lady said this fiat, she did not know how everything is gonna work out for her, for she promised her virginity to God. And she did not know how it's going to happen and take place, but she trusted in God. So also should we say this fiat in our language with yes to God. And in the Gospel for the Sunday, within the octave of Ascension, we read that Jesus prayed for his disciples. And in this prayer, Jesus asked the Father to glorify him so that he may glorify the Father. He also prays for the protection and unity of his disciples, that they may be one as he and the Father are one. That reminds us of the importance of prayer and unity in our Christian journey, so that we are called to be united in love and purpose, so that we uplift one another just as Jesus prayed for his disciples. And also I want to remind to pray the Novena to the Holy Ghost, which we're going to celebrate next Sunday, the Feast of Pentecost. And if you maybe have forgotten to start it, it is now the time to still pray as much as you can to receive the most benefits of it, to gain the most fruits you possibly can from the Holy Ghost, to be inspired and led by his guidance and strength. For the Holy Ghost is the source of all grace and the one who empowers us to live out our Christian vocation. And at the end, I want to give some practical means of applying these topics, so that we live with heaven in mind, so that Ascension reminds us that our true home is in heaven. So let us live with our hearts set on things above, striving for holiness and righteousness in all that we do. That we are Christ's witnesses, embracing the mission to be witnesses of Christ's love and truth, to share the good news with others through your words and actions. And also that we seek Mary's intercession, that we turn to Our Lady, our Queen of Heaven, in times of need, to ask for her intercession and guidance, trusting in her motherly care, and that we also pray for unity, following Jesus' example, by praying for unity within your families and communities and churches. Let us walk together in love and harmony, supporting one another, so that we continue our journey through this Easter season. Let us keep our eyes fixed on our Lord, who who has ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Let us embrace our mission with renewed zeal, knowing that we are not alone. And let us turn to Our Lady, Queen of Heaven, for guidance and intercession, that we are inspired to live lives of faith, hope, love, as we await the glorious return of our Lord. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.